Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, man? Want to talk about a few things? So let's do this first one.
Okay. Yeah, right. What do you think?
Go. Now. Hands out. Hands out.
Hold her down.
I just want the
cookies. No,
nope. You got a bigger problem now, honey.
Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back. Get your hands behind your back.
I'm not the one, cops.
Let go of these keys. Let go of these keys.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Where do you think you're going, girl? Where do you think you're going? God damn you. Yeah, I'm stuck. Here we go.
Oh, come back around. Come back around.
Oh, go back down. That wrist. Go ahead, grab that one. Go ahead. Go further. You get one.
Okay, got one.
You're gonna put your hands behind your back right now. Get that other hand out.
Hand out.
Get it out.
Get this hand out.
Get it out. Get it out. There we go. Put it behind your back. Fantastic. Bring it up.
You okay, partner?
Yeah.
Good?
Yep. I'll drink the water.
Control 10 out of 10. Or code 4-1 in custody.
Are you kidding?
What happened?
She tried to get back in the car.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I didn't let her.
All three of you are out of breath.
Cross your feet.
I don't know what's in that car.
Cross your feet, your ankles.
I don't know.
Cross your feet, your ankles.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
We're gonna hog tire.
Irons, hold on.
Stay calm.
You play calm. God.
Wow. 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 See, I'm not the one to change this tune. Like, I'm like, that Minneapolis fucking incident for me could be my origin story. Like, I could be a guy that was on the right side, and now you've just created a supervillain. Because as soon as I had a bad run-in with the cops, my feed must have heard it. Because I'm getting all these bad cop videos that I never saw before. And you don't think I'm going to talk about him? Sure I am. A fucking stoner chick. Literally, tall ass fucking chick in somewhere like Ottawa. I don't know where the fuck she's from. And this fucking lady cop, zero personality, wears the weapons, weed, fucking freaks out on her. Then the fucking dude, this is fucking edged beard cop, fucking rushes her. Won't let the other fucking bitch do her fucking fight. And then tries to take the chick down. Has trouble. They need a third cop. Let's get this straight what this video is. They need three cops to take down a fucking average build but strong, seems athletic chick who's maybe 5'11". Three cops to take down a stoner fucking chick in a parka. And when they're done, then they don't like that she said two lines, but she said nothing, and then they're going to hogtie her. Hogtie her. And they're all out of breath, and she's not even huffing and puffing. They got a three-on-one for weed, and they fucking want to hogtie her. You're a disgrace. Bring it to the fucking octagon, cops. One-on-one. Let lady cop fight that lady, other lady. fucking skin the skin and let this other lady fight you man cops one-on-one. Because quite frankly, there's an example of the Trans Olympics that a woman actually are going to win. Like, the woman gave two cops and another lady a fight in a fucking Patagonia jacket. Like, are you kidding me? A, for nothing. Just talk to the person. B, the lady cop fucking got schooled, needed other dude cop. Dude cop came in and tackled her. Almost fucked her head up. Tackled her. And then third cop jumped in. Like, what's that? There's no gun, you fuck. It's weed. Are you kidding me? There's no gun. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what the other night. This is like, yo, I always kiss a cop's ass. But the fact that there's a new level to copness where it's like you can't even say, you can't even say like, hello. Like, I wouldn't even do that now. Like, I just fucking, I literally knocked on my door and I put my hands up. And they're like, okay, ooh, get your stuff, let's go. And I was like, I'm almost got it. And they're like, let's go. Like, they didn't even, hello, nothing. Like, and I'm already was guilty. Which I thought wasn't how we worked. I thought they was like, okay, there's a misunderstanding. What happened here? It was none of that. But this is like, I don't even need context. 3-on-1, that's bitch. Bitch move. And the bitch won. I mean, I want to start a GoFundMe for her to train. She probably doesn't even need it. She probably already can kick ass. Like, are you kidding me? That's embarrassing. Like, dude, have some fucking personality. If you're those cops, like, yo, literally go, yo, this is fucking embarrassing. Like, at least comment on it. Go, it took three of us to take her the fuck down. And she's not, like, that big. Like, I know some weightlifting chicks in fucking Utah. This chick picked me up at a con once and fucking, like, benched me. She was a fucking real deal. Like, she's a big mountain. It would be a lot for me to take her down. I could probably fucking tickle her and get her vulnerable. And then, like, that's what you got to do. You got to get the wing up and get in the vulnerable. But to get her there, it's going to be a minute. Like, you know what I mean? She was a big kid. This was a normal, maybe a little above size kid, but nothing crazy. And three fucking, whew, wow. Whew, copy. You're not making a good friend. And I'm the friend. I was the friend of the cops. I still am a friend of the cops, but I just, there's a problem of hiring hammerheads. Hammerheads are like, do you know what? It's that cop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that could be a guy that works at the fucking subway. Yeah, yeah. You know, these. Yeah. Whatever that is, that's what I'm against.
Here is body camera footage of the third officer at the.
Hey, so if we have all this evidence. Hold on.
You ain't gonna work. Yeah,
oh, God!
Here is footage from another officer present at the scene, but who did not discharge their firearm.
Mm-hmm. Eight. Okay. That's sick. That's insane. Is another example. This is just I can't even comment on it. I can't. No, those cops, the three cops that shot their guns and killed this woman. Apparently this woman, from what I read, there was some kind of call, okay? And the lady said that it was in San Antonio. It was her own apartment. They were responding to a call about vandalism. They shot and killed a woman in her own apartment. Again, they shot and killed a woman in her own apartment. I think she was black. I'm not sure. There was three cops there, a fourth cop filming, another cop coming around. So that's five cops, three cops fired, the other cop filmed. It was body cam footage, did not film. They hopped the fence. She said, you ain't got no warrant. Something happened. Maybe he was getting too close. And I heard, hey. I don't know whatever the hell's happened. And then I counted 18 different shots. 18 shots. Did she have a gun? If she did, then it makes the story different. Right now, it's despicable. It's despicable. This is insane. Oh, God. Texas police... Texas police will find the bravery to storm in a woman in her own home, murder her, but freeze in place when a school shooter is killing dozens of children. Why don't they shoot people in the leg? Why don't they stun people? These are all comments. So she was vandalizing her own apartment, shot dead in your own home by cops. This has to change. This has to change. This is insane. What the fuck are we so obsessed about? That's like guns don't kill people. People do. There is an example of a people that did it. He has a gun, but he's just like, yo, assess the situation. I'm coming in. I want to talk to you. Do you have a weapon? You just talk. If you're too tricked out to do that job, don't do the job. I'm not. It's you know, fucking the hardest job in the world. You're braver. You're brave as fuck for doing that job. If you're a police officer, I'm going to tell you that. You are brave. But don't do the job if you don't have the parameters right. It's just too, it's not something you can, you can't, it's not like a shorting of the register at Subway, or you missed this count at this, you know, at the store with the stock. Like this is life or death. Isn't life precious anymore? This is fucking insane. A woman was killed in her own fucking apartment for a call about vandalism. Vandalism. I can't see anything else. Five cops showed up. Five. Are you fucking kidding me? No, remember my rant at the beginning of this video? This is why I want to do this. You know, whatever my voice is, even if it's a C-list voice, according to some people, at least I use it. And I will keep using it. I will use it for big and little. I will use it for unjustness. I will use it for unjustness. And I will live my life until my last breaths doing this. Living for justice with everything. I don't care if it's a fucking Karen. I don't care if it's a death or a murder. I don't care if it's a virus. I don't care if it's a fucking bank fraud. I don't care if it's fucking pedos in Hollywood. I fucking will use my voice. I have to. I don't know. Something calls to me. I'm changing. Something so weird. The world is so weird. I look at these people, all this sex on the internet, and it's like too much now, and it actually kind of turns me off. I'm like, this is like so desperate. It's all other fucking wall of wax. Okay.
And if you're anti-Catholic, you're anti-religion, you're anti-God. I got a problem with that. A little over 2,000 years ago, there was a Rabbi Hillel. He said, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? If you're anti-Catholic, you're...
Okay. So... that video was in reference to the Dodgers. The Dodgers had a night for Pride Month, and they basically had this group that I think that were trans in some capacity. I'm not sure. And they cosplay as nuns, but they're like, I don't know enough about them, but they're like the sisters of like the Upside Downs. I don't know. They're like demonic nuns or whatever, and they do these things with the cross and they deface it, and it's fucked up. And the Dodgers, for some goddamn reason, decided to have a fucking night where they honored this group, the Sisters of like Hell and Mercy. I don't know what the fuck their names are. Okay, you could look them up, right? And it was a big to-do. It was a big whoops. Pitchers were speaking out against it. Other people didn't care. But the Dodgers, for some damn reason, doesn't realize that their fucking fan base, 90% of them are Mexican or Latino. Okay, I'm not going to say 90%. Are of Espanol origins. And they love Guadalupe. They love Mary, Mexico City. Have they ever been there? Like, every corner, there's Guadalupe statues with candles. Like, so the Latin culture, I will say at least Mexico, loves themselves some Mary and Jesus and Guadalupe. So to have a group, because you want to be right with the gay contingent, so you're going to piss off 90% of it, which I can go deep in this. I'm going to try to do it and stay focused, okay? For them to go against their base, which is the culture is so hardcore at Dodger Stadium. Like, when the Giants and the Dodgers get together, I would never go to that game, because it's the yay against the ravine, and it can get ugly. And it's uncomfortable at times because people really get heated. But both hardcore vatos, you know, and with that comes a real belief in pretty much Catholicism, or at least just say Jesus Christ. So to have a group because you want to be good with the gays during Pride Month that defaces that makes absolutely no fucking sense. Common sense wise, makes no sense fiscally, which makes me really believe that the Dodgers had to do this to humiliate themselves to get something higher. If you believe in Satanism again, that they did this as a humiliation ritual so they'll become like win another World Series. I know that sounds crazy, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense for them to do it. They could have just got the two gay guys from Modern Family, or they could have got the LA Gay Men's Choir, or they could have just had, you know, people from Hamburger Mary's come down, and tonight it's free hamburger night with Hamburger Mary's. Everyone's getting a free, or they could have had, you know, somebody from GLAAD. I mean, there's just so many ways you could have did a gay night, a gay friendly night without that. And I mean, it's a controversial group, but like, I don't even know, like, they just basically shit on religion. And so when your core base loves religion, and they shit on the religion that your core base loves, and they ain't going. The Sisters of Demonic Praise or whatever ain't going to the fucking games. Maybe they are. I don't know. So again, it's just weird. It makes no sense. It's supposed to be clean. MLB is supposed to be clean, but yet they're having, it's like Target being clean, but with these demonic shit, it's, you know, which makes me think this shit is all a big time ritual. Like, and you can look into that. Like, it literally is like, we must take a public fail, get egg on our faces, and it's like, but we're sacrificing this one time to get something. That's what I believe. That's what I really believe, because it makes no sense why anyone else would do it. But you think I'm just going to go there and go like anti-mothers of the, you know, the demons. And I am. You could, you know, dress up as nuns or do whatever you want and cosplay, you know, keep it somewhat classy, keep it funny. But what they're doing, hanging down on crosses and shit, no, I'm not for that. But I'm actually pushing back. Not in their favor, but I'm pushing back on organized religion, because then they all these people gathered, all these Catholics, you know, and then there was a rabbi speaking right there, and he says, if you're against this, then you're against God. I think he said, if you're against Catholicism, and I think he was, you know, he's speaking about Judaism, then you're against God, and I'm not okay with that. Well, that one, I'm like, hold on a second, dude. I'm not for Catholicism at all. Okay, I was raised a Catholic. But I'm not against God, if there is a God. I know that there's evil forces in this world, and I know there's good forces, and I believe that more than ever now. But to sit there and just defend Catholicism straight up, with like not mentioning that it's the biggest pedo racket in the world, that it's literally like a sex trafficking organization, like other organized religions are also like that, like cults and grooming and sex trafficking of children. If you don't at least say that there's enough cases now that the Catholicism is no better than the sisters, the Catholic organization has more pedos in the group than that group of, you know, the Sisters of Upside Down Mercy, whatever they fucking call. Okay, so even though I don't like what the Sisters of Upside Down Mercy did, you can't sit here and act like your organization is clean. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But then you can't also come to somebody like me and let me watch your video and go, you're against God. I'm not against God at all. I'm against bullshit and organized bullshit. I'm against, if I'm one with whatever the creator is, and I'm one with do unto others as you would like done unto you. Your neighbor falls down, help them up. I'm one with good deeds. Pretty simple. That's it. Whatever religion you are, which I don't think you should have religion. I think it should be the religion of common sense. Somebody falls down, help them up. Somebody needs a couple bucks, give it to them. Little stuff, you know, little things like that. That's it. Don't fucking take advantage of people. That's it. You know, be a fair person. So to say that, you know, I just think that you can't just sit there, no disrespect, Rabbi, and give Catholics a pass. Not the people of the Catholic Church. They are good people, you know. I mean, assume a lot of them are. The organization is rife with fucking disgustingness, and they just, like, you know, I was working on this joke. When a priest gets fucking busted for molesting a young boy, he doesn't get fired. He gets relocated. You know where that happens? That doesn't even happen in fucking Kinko's. You do something in fucking Kinko's, your ass is fucking fired. They don't move you to the Cleveland Kinko's if you're diddling someone. Think about that. Yeah, I can't even begin to tell you that it's wrong what that group did. Weird that the Dodgers honored them when they could have just honored, you know, a gay float, you know, and like love is love, and had a couple lesbians, a couple of gay guys, a couple of trans, you know, a couple of non-binary people, you know, pick like six, a couple of representatives from like eight different groups. Everybody waves in the float, you know, Dodger dogs, and everyone's happy. Why they did that makes no sense. Like, there's got to be something deeper. Again, it makes no sense other than some kind of weird-ass humiliation ritual for them to get shit. I know that sounds crazy, but why else would the fuck they do that? It makes no sense. Because you're giving to the gay community, but there's a lot of other less offensive groups within the gay community that would have been totally non-offensive, and everybody would have been fine with it. All right, guys. I'm going to take a little break, but if you have videos that you like, maybe I can set up some kind of thing where you can email me stuff and I can react to them because I think people like them. All right. Like, subscribe, peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.